We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Wednesday, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. We want to thank you for tuning in. It's a privilege to be with you once again. Yesterday I shared on the program about the update that we have so far with our Thanksgiving baskets. And so if you would like to help us with that, we'd be more than thankful for that as God enables us to be a blessing to those who are less fortunate in our community. A little over $700 had come in by yesterday's broadcast. And so I'll give you a final update after our outreach. It'll be after Thanksgiving. I'll come back and just thank you all again and let you know where we resulted with that outreach, how many households we were able to touch, and we do want to thank you for participating with that. I did want to start off by mentioning the Space Coast State Fair Family and Faith Night with KJ52 in concert. That will be coming up on November the 21st, this Friday night. Doors open at 5. The concert begins at 8. They've got 200 free unlimited rides and games. And the Christian concert for only $14. You do have to purchase the tickets in advance for that. So you can purchase them online at itickets.com, lifevisual.com, lifevisual.com, or the Facebook event page. So time is running out on that. If you're bringing a group of 20 or more, you can get 2 free tickets with the purchases of 20. And so we look forward to seeing you. I don't know that I'll be there, but we did want to make a mention of that. Also, Thursday night, November the 27th, that Friday night, the November 21st, that's right before our outreach, so I can't necessarily guarantee you that I'll be able to be there. On Thanksgiving Day, there are places throughout Brevard County that are offering free meals to those in need. One such dinner is at Sidney Fisher Park in Cocoa Beach on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's right across the street from the Publix in the Banana River Square Shopping Plaza. And if you are interested in helping out with that, you could contact Daniel at 321-613-8171. Again, that's Daniel at 321-613-8171. We did want to take just a moment to let you know about today at 11 o'clock will be our vintage service. We are doing that today, but there will not be a vintage service a week from today. So if you wanted to come and join that service, be a part of it, we'd love to see you, but that will be a week from today. We will not be meeting. As far as sponsors go, we haven't given them out a shout here in a day or so, but we'd like to say, first of all, thanks to Creative Air Conditioning Solutions. If you have any air conditioning or heating needs, Florida is one of the only places in the country that you may still have an air conditioning problem in the wintertime. But if you need air and it's not there, Bill could help you out there, 759-3284. Also, we are still having the free video Bible school that is part of Advanced Christian Training Schools. It's run by Ted and Linda Empsom. It meets in our fellowship hall Tuesday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's not a part of Merit Assembly of God, but we do bless them with the use of our facilities, and the feedback that I get from on the courses is very, very good. And so if you'd like to grow in your faith, call Ted and Linda at 633-0432. Also like to say thank you to Jits Concrete in Cocoa, Florida, 536-5804. That's 536-5804. If you have any concrete needs, they can help you out. And lastly, we would like to say thank you to our newest sponsor, and that is Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical. Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical, 632-9538, 632-9538. And so they can help you out with your heating, cooling, or electrical needs. So let's get right into the Word here today as we go on. And we're going to be in Psalm 99 today, Psalm 99. In verse number 1, it says, "The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great name and awesome name." Your great and awesome name. Holy, or he is holy. Having a tough time reading all of a sudden. "The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." Remember, this study all started with, "Holy is your name. Hallowed be your name." We're talking about the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be your name. And so here we go, and it's talking about Moses and Aaron and Samuel. And in verse number 8, there is this revelation of who God is, his name and his nature. And it says, "You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives." God who forgives. And I want you to know that God wants to and is able to forgive. It goes along with yesterday's message on God, our righteousness. It is not just that he wants to forgive our sins, but he wants to restore us to that right relationship. Several years ago, God dropped into my wife's spirit a concept of doing a free yard sale, a free yard sale. And so I tried to rework the naming of it and stuff like that, and it was a miserable failure. And so we came back and we said, "Well, let's go back with what God said." And it was a free yard sale. We didn't make any, you know, we didn't charge for anything. If somebody had come in and said, "Hey, you know, I'll just take it all," you know, it's like, well, you know, hey, that really wasn't what our intent was, but whatever. We were able to bless a lady who was getting ready to get married with a wedding dress. That somebody had donated a wedding dress, and it actually fit her, and that was pretty exciting. It really was. But later that day, I was walking around. I walked out the front door, and there were some people coming in, and I said, "Hey, I just want you all to know that everything in here is free." And it was very interesting because there was a man who stopped me, and he said, "Now wait a minute. Do you have the authority to make that pronouncement?" And I said, "Well, yes, sir. I'm the pastor, and I am telling you, I do have the authority to make the announcement that everything in the yard sale is free." And it was a real blessing. Some people just, you know, they made some donations as well. But it really was a ministry that we were providing for people in the community. This passage here says that God was to them the God who forgives. I want you to know that God can not only pronounce the forgiveness, but he has the authority to forgive and the ability to forgive. God is the grieved party in our sin. There's a lot of people who are going around feeling as if God is the one who has wronged them. But I want you to know that when you read the Bible, you are not going to find that God has ever wronged anybody. The scripture says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." The Old Testament says, "The soul that sinneth shall die." Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And so if God was wanting to just write us off, he wouldn't have to do anything. We have already invalidated ourselves by our sin. But in Romans 6:23, I only quoted half of that verse, the part that talks about what we justly deserve. And it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, that's what God wanted. He wanted us forgiven. Jesus said that he had come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Not only free from the shackles or the prison of sin, but free from the guilt, free from the condemnation of sin. He wants to liberate us from that having any influence in our life at all. And so here, this passage, the God who forgives is Jehovah Sala. Jehovah Sala, it means the God who forgives. And so today, I want to remind you that it says that if we want to be forgiven, that we also need to be people who forgive. The thing about the nature of God is that whenever we become a child of God, and we know that God is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, we want to also be a blessing to other people. When we've experienced Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner, the Lord our victory, we want other people to experience the same victory. When we experience his peace, we want others to experience his peace. When we know that God is with us, and one thing I forgot to mention about that is when you're in covenant relationship with God and you start going someplace that you shouldn't go, it might be doing something on the internet you shouldn't be doing, you need to remember God is right there as well. He sees everything that is going on. We talked about it, that he is righteous, and so we long to be righteous. And now we see that God forgives, and we also want to be people who forgive. A lot of people say, "Oh, I could never forgive what they did to me." And I would just share with you that the sins that we have committed against God resulted in Jesus Christ going to the cross. God's Son died because of our sin. And so in actuality, anything that another person has done to me does not measure up to the level of things that I've been forgiven for. Jesus told a parable about a man who owed 10,000 days' wages. He was in debt for 10,000 days. That's somewhere in the neighborhood. Let me see if I can do the math real quick. 365. He was in debt for 30 years worth of a person's daily wages. 30 years. And because he asked for forgiveness, the owner eliminated the entire debt. And then as a result of that, that guy went out and found somebody that owed him a few days' wages. And he refused to cancel a much smaller debt than what he had been forgiven, and had the person delivered into a debtor's prison. And all of a sudden people saw that and said, "Wait a minute, that's not right." And so they went back and told the owner, the banker, if you will, about what this guy had done, and he reinstituted the entire debt and had that guy thrown into prison because he said, you should have forgiven that person the same way that I forgave you. There's a interesting story about Solomon. When Solomon first ascended to the throne, there was a guy, I believe his name was Shimei, who had cursed David when David was running from Absalom. And later he repented and asked David to forgive him. And David said, nobody's dying today. His mighty men were wanting to say, you know, why should we let this guy live? And David said, nobody's dying today. And so he told Solomon, he said, don't let him go to his grave in peace. You will know what to do. And so he calls Shimei in and he says, look, you know what you did to my father. You know it wasn't right, but he let you live. And so I'm going to let you live in Jerusalem here. But the day that you leave Jerusalem is the day that you are going to die. Well, he had a couple of slaves, and those slaves ran away. And he went and left Jerusalem, went and got his slaves and brought them back. And Solomon found out about it. And he said, how come you didn't keep your word? You didn't keep your word. And you crossed the valley. And so now you are going to pay the price for it. I'm telling you, when we refuse to let people go and let them be forgiven, we suffer for it. It will kill us. Unforgiveness will have a worse effect upon you than it will have upon them. It will cause you to become distant in your relationship with God. It will cause you to be jaded and angry in your personality. It will cause you to be untrusting of people around you. And so you will live guarded and defensive your entire life. It will not make you a better person. It will make you an angrier person. I've got an analogy that I thought of just a second ago, and I got to talking, I didn't write it down. And so maybe it'll come back to me, but I want to encourage you to forgive people because it will be better for you in the end. In Isaiah chapter 50, actually it's chapter 59. I'm sorry. Isaiah, the 59th chapter. And I'm going to start reading in verse number 9. And it says, therefore, justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter, so truth fails. And he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him, that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastlands he will fully repay, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. And so in that verse 20 there, it talks about the Lord our deliverer or the Lord our redeemer. Then this deals with anybody who feels trapped or anybody who feels helpless. You know that God is able to redeem you and able to deliver you. I want to talk a little bit more about the delivering aspect of God a little bit later as we get into the Lord's Prayer. But I'm so thankful that he is able to deliver us from Egypt, from our bondage. He is able to deliver us from our wilderness, but he's also able to deliver us to the promised land. And so today, if you are feeling like the enemy has risen up like a flood again, or has arisen against you, I want you to know that God is your deliverer today. I've got this song that's going through my head right now. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is coming. And so every package that we have it's not successfully delivered when it's picked up. It's only successfully delivered when it arrives at its destination. And so God is our deliverer to get us out of the mess or out of the trap that the enemy has for us. But he also wants to deliver us to that land where we walk in his promises and walk in his provisions and walk in his presence. So today, if you are feeling helpless or trapped today, know that God is able to lift you up from the miry clay and set you loose from the fowler's snare. And then the last one we're going to talk about here in this particular aspect on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll go into a slightly different area. But in Exodus chapter 15, and verse number 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah, which means bitter. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought in the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. That's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer, the Lord my healer. And I want you to know that that is not just an Old Testament concept, but God is also the healer in the New Testament. He was the healer before Jesus was, went to the cross and resurrected. There were people getting healed people had never been healed of the things they were healed of. After Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, the apostles began to heal people and see people raised from the dead even. And in Mark chapter 16, let me turn over there. I want to read that to you. Mark the 16th chapter. And it says in verse 15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." And so there in Mark chapter 16, we see that promise for healing, that there would be healing that people would be able to do simply because they believe in his name. God is the healer. It is not because of how great I am, not because of how great you are, but because of the very nature of God. He designed our bodies. He created them. He is able to repair them. He's going to resurrect them. He's going to transform them from mortal to immortal, from corruptible to incorruptible. He is our healer. And so in Exodus chapter 16, God connects the privilege and the blessing of being healed with heeding the voice of the Lord and doing what is right in his sight, giving ear to his commandments and keeping all of his statutes. And he said, if you do that, you are going to see my healing like you've never seen it before. And today I want to just share this little perspective with you. When Jesus walked the earth and he was healing all of those people, people did not have a problem with him as the healer. They did not get up in arms. They didn't try to kill him because he was healing people or anything like that. It was only when he made the decree that he was the Savior. When he said, I am not only the one who is able to heal, but I am able to save, that's when people got upset and they wanted to kill him. In 2014, people today have no problem with the revelation that Jesus is the Savior and that he shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Everybody wants to be forgiven. Everybody wants to go to heaven, or most people want to go to heaven. Unfortunately, not everybody wants to. There are some people who have a problem with Jesus as the Savior. That's their problem, not my problem. But in the church, for the most part, religious circles, we have no problem that Jesus saves. We have a problem or that he heals. And I want you to know that he is the same today as he was in the New Testament. He is both Savior and he is healer. You can't separate the two because they are both entwined in the very nature of God. He is your healer. So today I'd just like to close out this this broadcast and pray that God would bring forgiveness and help you to forgive those who may have offended you, that if anybody's in a trap, that God would deliver them, and that also if any is sick, that God would be your healer. Father, right now, we want to thank you for the forgiveness that is ours through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray today that if there's anybody listening and they've been hurt or wounded by another person, God, that today, instead of harboring a grudge or nursing an ancient hostility, that, Father, instead, today we would grant forgiveness and we'd experience the blessings of that. If there's anybody today that feels helpless or they feel trapped with no way out, I pray today that you would show them that you are the God who makes a way and that you are the deliverer. God, today I pray for anybody from the top of their head to the sole of their feet that is encountering affliction or sickness or disease, that today you would reveal that you are the Lord God, our healer. Today, God, bring healing for your namesake. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."